Good tools, hard lessons, the philosophy of developer tooling, and 7 years of Haskell in production. An essay titled, "Good Tools Are Invisible," attracted more than 200 comments on Hacker News, resonating with a community that has grown visibly frustrated with the increasing complexity of modern development environments. The piece argues that the best tools vanish from conscious attention. They extend a programmer's capabilities without demanding that the programmer think about the tool itself. Much of the engagement centered on the widely shared sense that contemporary tooling has moved in the opposite direction, requiring deep familiarity with the tool as a prerequisite for using it on real problems. That theme found a concrete, painful illustration in a postmortem by Avi, founder of the developer analytics company Scarf, documenting 7 years of running Haskell in production before reluctantly migrating away. The account is candid about why the language appealed. Strong type guarantees, correctness at compile time, expressive power, and equally candid about the costs that accumulated over time. Hiring proved consistently difficult given the small pool of experienced Haskell engineers. Training new engineers took longer than with mainstream alternatives. And debugging production incidents involving lazy evaluation and memory usage could be genuinely hard in ways that surprised even experienced practitioners. The Hacker News comment thread split predictably between developers who recognized the experience and Haskell advocates who argued the problems were real but solvable for the right team. The more durable observation from several commenters was that language choice is fundamentally a hiring and organizational decision as much as a technical one, and a language with a structurally small talent pool imposes a constraint that does not disappear regardless of the language's intrinsic merits. The tension between the two pieces is instructive. Haskell is in some respects a powerful tool, but it is not an invisible one. On the more accessible end of the spectrum, a ShowHN project called Calibri earned 860 points and over 200 comments. Its creator, VugJ on GitHub, built a system for running GLM 5.2, the ChatGLM family of large language models from Tsinghua University, on slow, underpowered hardware. The project matters beyond its technical cleverness. If capable AI models run on commodity machines without cloud subscriptions or expensive GPUs, access to those capabilities broadens considerably. Also worth noting was pgrust, a Rust reimplementation of PostgreSQL that has passed 100% of the original database's regression tests, a milestone that signals serious engineering fidelity to a codebase that took decades to harden.